The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human, from a baby boomer's perspective, all things hot and all things not, news, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
We do it the easy way. Okay. December 12th, 2017. And we were talking last week about, some of the picks that Trump put out there. And now we have the Exxon chief. The drum roll for the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. He's the Exxon CEO, so we'll see what happens there. And, that's it. We got a couple birthdays today. Frank Sinatra, born in 1915. And Connie Francis, you remember Connie Francis, 78. Bob Barker's, 93. Diana Warwick. And Albert II of Austria, born in 1358. Well, okay. Ed Koch, if you remember from People's Court. I got, every once in a while people say, you got any trivia out there? Well, I saw an old Long Ranger movie the other day. Anybody remember who the Long Ranger was? Clayton Moore. And his sidekick? Well, everybody knows Jay Silverhills. And he used to call the Long Ranger Kimosabe. Anybody knows what, right? There we go. Man, you guys are fast. Faithful friend. Anyway, that ran from 49 to 57, and I'm going to see if I can bring Eric on here today. He said he might call in this morning. Eric, you with us?
Yep.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, guys.
Can you hear me?
It's been a long morning. Yes, Dad, I can hear you.
Okay, you got me. All right. So anyway, we've got a major toy drive coming up here at Community Santa, and there's so much going on. The Easy Way Cares program. So talk to us. Am I coming in all right?
Yeah. Well, in the beginning it was a little shaky, but that's Baby Boomers Live for you. You'll have some shaky situations.
Well, so, we're all a little shaky, You know how it goes.
Welcome everybody. Good morning. Another awesome episode of Radio Boomers Live. All the information is on CommunitySanta.com. And CommunityCenter.com is the second annual. We did a big one on 2014. This is the second annual Community Center Toy Drive with Toys for Tots, the U.S. Marine Corps. We decided what we want to do is unite Hollywood and business owners and just good people together to be able to provide toys, which we're going to provide to more to less fortunate families and kids that don't really have the best holidays and the best Christmas. So all the information is on that communitycenter.com. We have four honorees. We're proud to honor Steve Radenbaugh, the owner of Built Well Roofing. That's B-I-L-T, Built Well Roofing, who's donating a truck load of toys that will be coming. And then also the J, which is the chief giving person for the Bears for Humanity. They're donating 200 custom-made teddy bears. We're going to have a live teddy bear walking around. We're going to have Santa Claus there. We're honoring Dante Sears, who's a healing coach, health specialist, Kiss and Tell radio and talk show, and television show. And then we're also honoring one other special person, the Marines. You know, we're going to be really recognizing those that are coming together to help the cause. We have a lot of great speakers. And then we have some amazing who's type people going to be there. Aretha Gray from Betty White's Out the Rockers, and Jennifer Irene from Maxim, and Eugenia Kuzminia from Bad Moms, and Emery Patterson from the NFL Alumni, Celebrity Pizza Guy, Jose Beltran, the Celebrity Real Estate Power Couple, Donna Spangler, Christine Devine from Fox 11 News, Claudia Wells from Back to the Future, songwriter Shane has been involved with the Grammys, and Elham Madani and Ron Goldberg with Lamborghini Gold Champagne, and Vijay and Dwayne Sample, and actor Eric King from the NFL, former Detroit Lions, Romaine Simon, and we have a language body specialist and multimillionaire people and branding people and people that know the owners of Forbes, and Edie Hand, who's done 27 different books. And I mean, it's a who's event. We have Chevin Roberts performing, Victoria Renee and Carmelita Pittman. Your own favorite Carmelita's Corner is going to be performing, opening up the event. The venue is amazing. The drinks are very, very affordable. We have extra covering, Getty Images, Amazon Fire TV through Easy Way TV, Actors Reporter, Fan TV, Global Networks, PR Photos. I mean, everybody's coming out this. It's going to be a 15-foot red carpet. And thank you to our sponsors, Coca-Cola, Brain Tap, Bears for Humanity, Lamborghini Gold Champagne, Celebrity Pizza Guy, Walter Viteri, WPS Events, World Prosperity Networks, and it's, of course, Quality Customs, which is a clothing company. So everybody's coming together for an amazing cause, December 18th. Get your tickets. It's going to be amazing. Thank you for the time.
There's quite a buzz out there. Quite a buzz. And bring a little cheer to some of the kids that this is going to be great. And, the Christmas has come up so quickly, and then they're gone.
My dad will
be
speaking too. You'll be speaking. I mean, you used to be with the foster care kids and a lot of stuff like this. So yeah, man, come on and support, guys. We really need your support. So Dad, I'm gonna give you your show back. Thanks for letting me come on. If you want to know more about me, guys, just text Easy Way to 21777. That's letter E, letter Z. All right. Talk to you later.
We're rocking and rolling. Thank you, Eric. And I think we're commercial time here. So stay tuned, guys. We'll be right back.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way.
That's right. We do it the easy way, and Eric has worked really hard to create this situation so we can all do it a little bit easier. And we have a super special guest coming up here, and I'll tell you, a lot of people are moving forward and doing things, and they don't look over their shoulder just in case something happens. it's a situation that I've been through, and we'll share that when I bring my guest on, Marcelo Chiropoulos. He's the author of 7 Emergency Prep Steps and this is an amazing book, To Real Emergency Preparedness. And this is something that creates, it's a workbook for a peace of mind. He's an entrepreneur, and I want to get into finding out what's going on and what kind of, like, how unprepared we actually are. So, Marcelo, are you on with us?
Yeah, Jim. Good to
Marcelo,
be here.
Marcelo, hi. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. there he is. So I'll tell you, Marcelo, now, guys, this is someone who has done their research and done their homework to get us ready in case something happens. So I'm going to turn this over to you, Marcelo, but I'm going to ask you a real quick question. Now, I've got like 6 cans of soup, and I've got maybe a half a pack of water in there, maybe 12, 13 bottles of water, and some cans of spaghetti. Now, am I good to go in case there's a major emergency?
It all depends where you're at and what you need it for, right? Everybody's different. And that's what's interesting is because you get out on the internet today and you see all these commercials for emergency food and emergency water, and they really don't educate you. They just kind of try to sell you a one-fits-all type program. And you're in what city again? I can't remember.
Mission Viejo, California.
Mission Viejo. Okay, you're in earthquake country. And I'm in earthquake country as well. I'm in Utah. And a lot of people don't know that Utah has one of the most active faults in the world. It's one of the biggest.
Wow.
But we have, you know, you're in probably number 2 or 3, one of the worst places in California. California is one of the worst places in the United States. You know, probably second to only Oregon and Washington. But if you were to have an earthquake, I mean, you would need a lot more water and food than you have. So I love your cans of food, and that's what you need. But there's a lot more to it than just bottled water. I speak
this is really something people have to think about, because you don't, because it doesn't happen to you. But I was in Chicago years ago when we had it wasn't an earthquake, it was a bad snowstorm, but it was so bad that nobody could get out of their houses. And there was just a few people. The police couldn't get out, the fire couldn't get out, nobody. And so you would manage to make it to a store. You'd walk however you could, you know, go over the big snow drifts and everything, and we could actually walk up to the top of the stoplights in the intersections. People were just sitting there leaning on the top of the stoplight. That's how deep it was. So I get to the store, and there's like nothing there. There's a couple old cans of something that nobody wanted, but the milk, the bread, everything was gone, and made you realize, wow. But, you know, eventually the sun came out and so on. But if that was a situation when you're really stuck for a while, we'd be in kind of bad shape, because we're not prepared,
really,
are we, overall?
Yeah. And the thing is, you have an advantage over everybody else who hasn't gone through that, because I don't know if you've heard of the normalcy bias. What the normalcy bias is it's basically, I mean, let me give you an example of normalcy bias. If you knew that the plane you were about to get on was going to fall and everybody was going to die, you wouldn't get on the plane, right?
Right.
If you knew the boat you were about to get on was going to sink like the Titanic, you wouldn't get on that. If you knew that in a week
probably
in
not.
Southern California, yeah, exactly. If you knew in a week that there's going to be a major, major earthquake in California, and to the point where the roads are disrupted, the transportation, the phone lines, the water mains are broken, and it's going to be about 6 months before you even get water, maybe even 8 months or 10 months. If you knew that you might not have electricity for about 1 to 2 months and everything in your refrigerator is going to go bad, and if you knew that in about a week, when all this happens, you get to the store and there's going to be nothing you to buy, what would you do today? You'd get ready, right?
You'd be at the store buying up. Yeah, stocking.
Everything you can. You'd get extra so you can sell it to your neighbors, right?
And
you'd make a little business out of it. But what's fascinating to me is that people, because of the normalcy bias, because it hasn't happened to them in the past, they don't think it'll happen to them in the future. And so they kind of go along their way, and they have this feeling that, oh, when it gets here, it won't be that bad. You know, I'll be able to handle it. No big deal.
Yeah.
But what's fascinating is that we as creatures, as humans, are preparers, right? When you get up in the morning, you brush your teeth, right? So you prepare not to have anyone smell bad breath, right?
Right.
When you get up in the morning, you eat your breakfast so you can handle the next 4 hours, right? And everything we do in our lives, we're preparing for something else. We're preparing for the future. We're preparing for the next step. you know, you put your shoes on so you prepare yourself not to step on something that's going to hurt you. Doesn't matter what it is. Whatever the question is, the answer is usually preparedness. But the fascinating thing is we've gotten away from emergency preparedness or even preparedness for more than a couple days or a week. If you were to go back maybe 200 years, people would spend 4 months preparing for the next 8 months of winter. And they would, they just knew that they had to get through it, right?
Yeah,
so,
exactly. So
what's
right.
fascinating is, oh, go ahead.
So let me ask you, okay, so there's two points. What is the average time do you think we should have a stockpile of food and water and so on to keep us going? What do you think we should be looking at? Okay, there could be a disaster, might last a month, 2 weeks, 3 days, 6 months. What do you think? It's just the longer the better.
Awesome question. A lot of people can't afford a long, long period of time. What I recommend, I speak on stages at PrepperCon and all over the place. We help prepare the Navy SEALs and a whole bunch of variety of people and businesses. So I'm pretty good at these questions. This is something where, you know, it would take an hour to go through everything, but let me give you a short answer. Okay, a short answer would be there's different types of preparedness. There's short-term food storage, there's long-term food storage, there's short-term water storage and long-term water storage. There's 72-hour preparedness. When it comes to food, me personally, okay, in my course, 7 prep steps, so the number 7 prep, P-R-E-P, steps.com, in my course, you actually learn about the different types of preparedness. And the short-term preparedness or food preparedness is what you're talking about. Short-term food preparedness is what you buy at the store. Long-term food storage is totally different than what you buy at the store. It's made for, you know, sitting on your shelf for 25, 30 years sometimes. But the short-term food storage is what you buy and you rotate and you buy and you rotate. And I've got a very simple system on my course to be able to show people how to do that. It's just very, very easy. But I would recommend at least a month. At least a month of food, okay? Especially in your area. Yeah, I mean, that's if you don't have a month of rotating foods that you love to eat inside your pantry, when something bad happens, you'll wish you had at least that. But I would shoot for 3 months if I could.
Yeah, and those packets, they're good for, and I remember when I was talking to you, you said sometimes some of these things are listed for 20 years, but they're actually not good for that period of time.
No, we manufacture for a variety of companies, and so I come from the manufacturing viewpoint, and this is sad to say. I know the history of the emergency food storage, and this is the freeze-dried dehydrated stuff you see on the radio, you hear on the radio, you see on the internet, everybody claiming 25-year shelf life. In all reality, I'm being conservative when I say 80%, and I just met with one of the top people in the industry that puts up all the equipment for all the main players, and he and I sat down for lunch, and I said, how do you do it? How do you set up equipment for all these companies that are claiming 25-year shelf life when you know their food's only going to last about 5 years or so? He said, it's tough. It's really tough. But the thing about it is people don't know what they don't know, and they believe clever marketing, right? But the sad thing about it is about probably 95% of the companies out there that are claiming a 25-year shelf life on long-term emergency food are actually lying. And if you knew from a manufacturer's point of view why they're lying, which I do show in my intro video, you can get it for free at 7prepsteps.com. You can watch the video and learn all about this for free. Once you understand that, then you don't have the blinders on anymore. You can make a decision for yourself. And when an emergency comes, you don't have to worry about you or your spouse or your children or your children's children going hungry because they have food that went bad 10 years ago.
I was going through this book and I'm thinking, boy, is this an eye opener? We have to take a little bit of time out of our day and research this. You have to get this book and you have to read it. And, you know, because there's nothing worse than you get to the point, like in the movies, where people are looking around at their neighbors thinking, hey, I got to find somewhere to get some food. And they get desperate, you know. And and you have it all listed in there. Well, Marcel, thank you so much for coming on. And now you want to give your information again on your book and your website or how we can contact and get this information?
You bet. So there's a whole video course and a workbook that goes along with it. You can get the workbook on Amazon, but it's a lot cheaper if you go through the course. and you can even get it for free, pay shipping and handling anywhere in the world. And so go to seven, prep, as in preparation, okay, so prep, 7 prep steps with an S at the end. So 7prepsteps.com. So the number 7, P-R-E-P, steps, S-T-E-P-S.com. And that'll give you a free intro video. You'll learn a ton just from the video. And if you're interested in preparedness, preparing for whatever in your area, whether it be a financial disaster, economic collapse, or whether it be an earthquake or a fire in your home, whatever it is, this will help you and your family get prepared the right way.
Wow. Well, this is vital information, and thank you, Marcelo, for coming on. And I'd like to have you on again and go in more depth with some of this. And, listeners, tune in. Listen to what Marcelo has to say and check out this book, because then if there is a big shake or big snowstorm in California, right, we will be ready. Well, thank you again, Marcelo, and we'll be looking forward to having you on again, and I'm going to be really doing some research here, and so I'm ready to rock and roll in case we rock and roll, if you know what I mean.
Great. It was a pleasure to be on your show, Jim, and excited about what you and your son are doing to help little children also.
Thank you much. All right, Marcelo.
Okay, take care.
Okay, guys, so you see, it's very important. And now we have to be ready, because if we're not ready, then it's a very uncomfortable situation. And moving along, it's gem time. Drum roll. Gems from Jim.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for gems from Jim.
Now, talking about being prepared, see, here we go. Little drum roll for the top 10 ways to prepare for retirement. So we want to have our, like Marcelo said, we want to have our foods and whatever drinks we need to, you know, handle a certain amount of time in case there's emergency. So here's a little information from the Employee Benefit Security Administration, top 10 ways to prepare for retirement. Okay, so here we go. Financial security in retirement doesn't just happen. It takes planning and commitment and, yes, money. Here's a couple facts for you. Fewer than half of Americans have calculated how much they need to save for retirement. In 2014, 30% of private industry workers with access to a defined contribution plan, such as a 401k, did not participate. See, because, you know, why bother? Don't have time. The average American spends roughly 20 years in retirement. Okay, I gave you the facts on that before. What they do is the average savings is like $25,000. I know that's going to last 20 years. So remember, savings matters. So we're going to go through our 10 real quick for you. Start saving, keep saving, and stick to your goals. If you are already saving, whether for retirement or another goal, keep going. Number 2, know your retirement needs, okay? Retirement is expensive. Now what I'm talking about, like on the other shows, I told you so many unexpected things come up. You have kids, you have grandkids, whatever, you're taking them to Disneyland. You don't put that in your perspective back years ago and your deductibles and things like that, unexpected. Experts estimate that you will need at least 70% of your pre-retirement income, okay? That's a lot of money. So the figures are way off than what you think. That's the point I'm trying to make. Contribute to your employer's retirement savings plan, okay, i.e. the 401k, and you all know what that is, okay. Learn about your employer's pension plan. If your employer has a traditional pension plan, check to see if you are covered by the plan and understand how it works. All right, consider basic investment principles. Have you, check out how much you can save on certain programs. Inflation and the type of investments you make play an important role in how much you'll save, during this retirement. The bottom line is you have to research and you have to get the maximum out. If you put away money when you're younger, of course you'll have a lot when you get older, but it doesn't mean you can't start saving when you're older. Don't touch your retirement savings. If you withdraw your retirement savings now, you'll lose principal and interest, and you may lose your tax benefits. All right, number 7, ask your employer to start a plan. And number eight, put your money into an IRA, into an IRA account. You can put up to $5,500 a year into an IRA. You can contribute even more if you are 50 or older. Nine, find out about your Social Security benefits. Your Social Security pays, on average, equal to about 40% of what you've earned through your retirement before you retire. So pay attention to that. And remember, we talked about should you retire now or should you wait. If you wait, you get a little bit more. But then again, you're not getting the money, you know, over the earlier years. And then you got to think of that, too. Ask questions. This is what we talked about before. Go to your expert financial planner. We've had them on the show. Go to the archive shows. They will kind of lay out a little game plan for you. But remember the statistics I told you. The average baby boomer made $44,000 a year, and they're supposed to retire with 11 times that amount in the bank, but in reality, they only retire with $20,000 to $30,000
in the bank. I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
About to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song Rosebud made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Hello, 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 Radioland, and good morning to you all. And I am so excited because I've got one of my best friends about to be our guest today, and her name is Beverly Hansen. Good morning, Beverly.
Good morning, Carmelita.
All right. Well, applause, applause, Beverly. How do you like that? Welcome.
Really nice. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, that should put you right at home on stage.
I know. Wow.
Yeah, you know, we go back a long, long ways. We've got so much in common with our love of music and show business and show people. And we have a very dear friend in common who I want to give a shout out to in heaven, Linda Love, formerly known as Linda Fontanette. And
right.
so much fun and so vibrant and so beautiful. And
right.
It's like, well, you know, just yesterday when we saw her, isn't it?
It sure is. Boy, we sure had a lot of fun together.
We did. And thanks to her, you became my friend. And I'm just so thankful that we are still connected. And although
That's
you
right.
are, yes, a hop, skip, and jump away in Las Vegas, I'm so happy to have you here in our neck of the woods now, and I'm definitely going to plan to get out there to, you're in Woodland Hills at the moment with you, with Tammy, right?
Yes, I am. I'm in Woodland Hills, uh-huh.
Yes, and I just want to mention that your daughter has been also making her mark in show business, and many of her fans will know her as Tammy Hansen, one of the most
right.
beautiful ladies in show business. Can you tell us a little bit more about Tammy?
Well, at the moment, Tammy has retired too, like me. And,
oh, my goodness.
She's just busy raising her two children.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, you sent me a package of photographs. It just kind of came out of the blue some time ago, and I was just going through those pictures to see what I could pull up to put on the internet today so people could see how beautiful you are. And I was able to come across one of the photographs that you sent of Tammy, actually quite a few that you have sent of Tammy, and oh, my goodness, she must have really given the guys a run for every time they saw her, because she was really something. Now, my husband was telling me that she was one of the ladies during the sports announcements where she brought out the numbers or something like that during the boxing matches. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Oh, well, that was like roller games. That was a
roller games
team, yes.
Uh-huh.
And that was going to be a TV show, and they're probably still keeping it to be a TV show. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's
well,
what
I know
she was
quite a starlet, you know, and very popular, and many publications have featured her, you know. And I'm glad I have some of those beautiful photographs. But anyway, let's get to the Harris sisters, which was your first venture in show business with your two sisters.
That's right.
And I remember, you know, meeting your sisters. One of them has gone on now to glory. But you really had quite a run at the Apollo Theater. And I remember Betty Jean was married to Red Fox. So those of us who remember Red Fox knows that must
right.
have been quite a combination. And I knew him personally as a friend as well through his mother, Mother Carson.
Yes.
She was quite a lady. And those two, they were a comedy act in themselves, weren't they?
They sure were. My sister was married to him for 19 years.
Yes, that's right. That's right, yeah. Well, he had a long run, too, you know. Of course, his big show, Sanford and Son, ran for a long time, and now they're starting to run them again. I'm watching them in replay, and it's still funny. And, you know, there was an episode where my husband and I were on where the whistle of the tea kettle goes off, and that's how we know that's the episode we were on. And and we were sitting in the audience, and this great big huge guy, oh my God, he was like a miniature blimp, came running through the audience right over Jerry and me, and I thought, oh my gosh, we're going to get squashed. This guy was huge, and he was really running too, I'm telling you. But that was the episode when Marjorie, remember Linda's cousin Margie McGlory, the redhead?
Yes, I remember. Yes.
And she was in that episode, I remember, because they had like a miniature gong show going
right.
on, with a show within the show, and then Red had a chance to show off his skills playing that bass fiddle made out of, they had the washboard and the, what was that?
Yes.
Do you remember?
Yes, I remember that show. Yeah, I remember the show.
it was crazy but funny, you know.
I know.
Can you tell us about some of your experiences as being a part of the Harris sisters? I know you had a long run at the Apollo. My husband said you guys used to do like, what, 5 shows a day? How did that work?
We were really working hard. Mm. Well, I was 17, but they couldn't really tell because I was the tallest. So the three of us, we got together. Marcine, who has passed away, she rehearsed us and got us ready and picked our songs, and we hit the stage, and we loved it. We had a wonderful time.
And
then
Betty
Jean married Red Fox, so she went her way. And then the Platters manager called me, Buck Ram, and I went that way.
Mm-hmm.
And Marcine continued singing and writing songs. Mm-hmm.
Now, wasn't she the one that played the piano?
Yes, she was the one that created the Harris sisters.
Mm-hmm.
She was the one.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how did, yes, well, what gave her the inspiration to put you together as an act?
I think the McGuire sisters and the DeCastro sisters were really popular then. There were sister groups, you know, three sisters. And
yes.
So we just happened to be three sisters, too, and that's how we said, let me try this. And we did do it. My mother made our gowns, and It was really fun. I loved it. Yeah,
well, you certainly had a long run, and I just admire your photographs. You guys, you know, really we're on top and gorgeous and all of that. And you had your own brand of music. But then another group came along that we know as the Supremes. Where do you think
were
an inspiration for them?
We were just before them.
Mm-hmm.
Just before the Supremes, uh-huh.
Yes.
We were just before them, uh-huh. Yeah, well, that was something. But
uh-huh.
We were real sisters. They weren't, you know.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, listen now. I know that you were all based out of Los Angeles, right?
Yes, yes, we were here.
Mm-hmm. And then the thing is, it seems like you did a lot of your performances on the East Coast.
Yes, but here too, we
mm-hmm.
played a lot of different places here. Hotels, the Watkins Hotel and the Memory Lane nightclub, we played there, and we were busy. We were really busy here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. And then I saw you in the news papers where, you know, they had you with Dinah Washington and some of the others featured in the same article.
Yes.
Some really, you
yes.
know,
yes.
Household names that many people can relate to, and
mm-hmm.
you know, I just commend you, you know, for taking that leap and giving us all a wonderful time with you and your music. Your beautiful, you were beautiful ladies there, and still beautiful now. And now we don't let the time stop us, because I know that you're still moving and grooving and doing and all of that. And
well, not as much as before, but I like to write, and
mm-hmm.
I take my walks, and I go to some shows occasionally, but mostly just, you know, watching my grandkids and seeing what they're going to do next.
Now I understand you have another one coming along that's going to be in show business, one of the grandkids.
Yes, yes, I sure do. And she calls herself Brave, and she has a new song out called Hope.
Hope.
And her name's India Rain. So I'm
oh,
sure
like
they
the rain,
that
rain.
That name. Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes, that's her name, and she is
India
beautiful.
Rain.
Yeah, she is beautiful, sweet, smart, and very talented.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where she got all that talent from.
Well, let me just see. I think I might give everybody a hint. I'm sure it must run in the blood, you know?
I guess so.
Yeah. Well, you've got
much fun being here talking to you. It's a lot of fun, you know, after all these years.
Yes. Yeah, we have
mm-hmm.
a lot to talk about, and we'll soon be
right.
talking in person. But, you know, I've been told to give a shout-out about this upcoming event coming up with Community Santa, and people can find out about it if they go to the website communitysanta.com, which is
mm-hmm.
connected with Easy Way Cares and EasyWayBroadcasting.com. And that is the product of our wonderful producer, Eric Zuli, who is connected with the United States Marine Corps with
wow.
this effort. Yes, I mean, they're doing a big undertaking, and he's given me the opportunity to also participate and to sing on this program. And it's going to be coming up Sunday, December the 18th. The tickets are $35, and there's going to be all kinds of raffle prizes. You're going to have a brain tap unit, which is worth $499, and people can get a featured article in Easy Way Magazine. That's worth $2,000, and they can also be featured on the Easy Way Talk Live radio station. That's worth $1,000. Or a bottle of Lamborghini gold champagne worth $150. And there's going to be catering by the Pizza Man, He calls himself the forget about it guy. He likes to say that a lot, forget about it. But he's a great pizza guy, and he's coming in all the way from Northern California. He's got a wonderful partner. Her name is Penny. Very personable people. And I believe my new wonderful friends who I'm going to be, seeing this evening at the Southern California Motion Picture Council will be there as well. And that's the celebrity couple. They also have a title that they have reclaimed, Count and Countess. Count Jean-Pierre Joyce and his lovely wife, Countess Angelica Kaufman-Joyce. And there's just going to be all kinds of celebrities there and, like I said, raffle prizes, which will be varying between items valued at $20 to $250. And they've got the Care Bears as one of the sponsors. There's going to be at least $10,000 worth of Care Bears there, and they're expecting at least 100 people to participate in this. And they've got the Bears for Humanity, and Built Well Roofing is also participating in this venture. So there's going to be a lot of businesses giving back to the community. And they're doing this every year. They do a tremendous job. They have the activities all year long, and it helps generate interest in this project. So I'd like to urge our listeners to visit the communitysanta.com, and they'll get more details. And they'll be also able to order their tickets online, too. How about that?
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, it's quite a mouthful. I think I got it all in anyway. yes. So I know that our time is short. I'm just sort of waiting for the high sign here to let us know how much time we have left. But it's been a real joy to have you on as my guest.
Thank you.
Yes. So I hope that all of our mutual friends have tuned in and we'll get an earful and know a little bit more about you and about our friendship with Red and his mom. I'm just, have so many funny stories that I could tell about those two because they were a comedy team in themselves.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Well, Carmelita, if I could jump in real quick.
Yes.
Your guest is so interesting. Your daughter, is it... India Rain is her name? Did I get that right?
Granddaughter.
Granddaughter. Okay, yes. Granddaughter. All right, boy, that sounds interesting. So I'm going to have to, you're going to have to fill me in or fill, when she's going to be performing in that so we can see her. It really sounds interesting. So, Carmelita, we'll be seeing you on Sunday, right?
Yes, right.
Okay, looking forward to that. And thank you so much. It's time to move along and close down here. And thank you so much for coming on, Tammy.
Beverly,
yeah. Sorry. This is it's a baby boomer thing. Sometimes they forget a little bit. No, Beverly Hanson, right. And Tammy is your daughter, and your ring. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thank you, and have a good holiday. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Carmelita, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.